part two in our series on the life and times of Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Abdul Aziz. In our previous segment, we spoke about his family background, his mother and his father. And we also mentioned a fascinating incident about the grandmother, the lady who Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had chosen for his own son. Now, when we look at the birth of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, historians have some difference of opinion on the exact date. Majority suggest that he was born 61 years after Hijrah, a date that coincides with the fact that he died at the age of 40 in the year 101 Hijrah. Some sources suggest otherwise, but that is what is preferred. Umar bin Abdul Aziz was known by the agnomen Ashaj, the mark, or Ashaj Bani Marwan, the mark of Marwan tribe, a name which stems from an incident that took place during his childhood, that one day at the time when his father was the governor of Egypt, Umar bin Abdul Aziz went into his father's stables in order to see the horses, and when a horse suddenly hit him in the face and caused him to sustain a head wound, and as his father was wiping away the blood, he said to Umar bin Abdul Aziz, that if you were to be the one with the scar, then we would be the happiest from all the Umayyads. And upon seeing the mark from the blow on his head, Al-Azbagh, his brother, remarked, Allah is the greatest, this is the one who holds the title, the scar of Marwan tribe. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, in fact it was Umar bin Khattab, the great-grandfather, used to say that, there will be among my offspring a man with a scar on his face, will fill the earth with justice, just as it was filled with justice, injustice and oppression. It's also reportedly stated that Al-Faruq, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, once had a vision that also pointed out to him, as did numerous other people, to the extent that it became common knowledge and substantiated that Umar bin Abdul Aziz's father and brother regarded the mark on the face. That was the realization of the vision of Umar bin Khattab. Now, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, his father, Abdul Aziz bin Marwan, had 10 sons. He named them Umar, Abu Bakr, Muhammad, Asim, all of whom were to Layla bint Asim bin Umar bin Khattab, the granddaughter of Umar bin Khattab. In addition, he had 6 more children by another woman, and these were called Al-Azbagh, Suhail, Sahal, Umul Hakim, Zayyan, Umul Baneen. Asim was the name ascribed to his mother, so because of Asim, the mother, the granddaughter of Umar, was known as Umul Asim. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, may Allah have mercy upon him, himself had 14 sons. Amongst them, Abdul Malik, Abdul Aziz, Abdullah, Ibrahim, Ishaq, Yaqub, Bakr, Walid, Musa, Asim, Yazid, Zayyan, Abdullah. He also had 3 daughters, Amina, Umm Ammar, and Umm Abdullah. In fact, there are varying accounts on the number of children. Some have given a total of 14 boys, and others have indicated 12 and 6. The general consensus, however, that he had 12 sons. It is well known that when Umar bin Abdul Aziz departed from this world, he left behind no money for 2 children, apart from an insignificant of 19 dirhams, compared to Hisham bin Abdul Malik, who bequeathed a grand sum of 1 million dirhams to his son. Nevertheless, it was but a few years on that one of Umar bin Abdul Aziz's sons was seen donating 100 horses for the sake of Allah. The people were said to have witnessed one of Hisham bin Abdul Malik's sons receiving charity. And that is an important lesson. But very often we think that we're going to leave our children wealthy. Here the father left 1 million dirhams, but he made the tarbiyah of his children. The other one, father left nothing. So it all depends. How do we leave our children in terms of the tarbiyah that we grant them? Umar bin Abdul Aziz grew up in Medina and naturally acquired the etiquettes of the people of Medina. He was influenced by the scholars. He dedicated himself to the pursuit of knowledge from the religious leaders. He was accustomed to sitting in the company of the Quraishi elders and drawing from them. Upon his father's death, Abdul Aziz, his paternal uncle, the Amir al-Mu'mineen Abdul Malik bin Marwan, became his guardian. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he considered him like his own children. Abdul Malik very much favored him and got him married to his daughter Fatima bint Abdul Malik, pious and virtuous woman. She was significantly influenced by Umar radiallahu anhu, and even to the extent that she owned one of the luxuries of the world, but she gave it all up. And the sister of the Khalif, and the Khalif is her husband. That is how people described her. With her relationship with his daughter Abdul Malik bin Marwan, that is one link. Then also the granddaughter of Marwan bin Hakam, the sister of Walid bin Abdul Malik, Sulaiman bin Al-Malik, Yazid bin Abdul Al-Malik, and the wife of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. That is, you know, the family background to this lady, that she had a special status, and that many people felt that up until today there was none that could meet her in terms of her family lineage. She herself had three of the sons of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, namely Ishaq, Yaqub, and Musa, and that is in terms of the children of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. When we look at the physical features and the description of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he's been described as a man of fair skin, slim face, very handsome, very slim. There's also a description that he had a very nice and thick beard. So that is in terms of how he looked. He grew up in Medina, as I indicated, and once he had reached maturity, Abdullah bin Umar bin Khattab would go to his mother and ask about his whereabouts. And upon returning home, Umar would say to his mother that, "I hope to be like my uncle," was the son of, so Abdullah, the son of Umar bin Khattab, that was his uncle. And she would say that there's no doubt that you will be like him. And she would repeat herself more than once. When he grew up, his father, Abdul Malik, Abdul Aziz bin Marwan, traveled to Egypt to occupy the office of the governor. It wasn't long before he wrote to his wife, Ummi Asim, instructing her to make her way to there. And she was actually quite surprised by this proposal, and she immediately sought advice of her paternal uncle, Abdullah bin Umar, informing him that she had received a letter from her husband, to which he remarked that, "Oh, my niece, he is your husband. Should catch up with him." However, as soon as she was about to leave, he said that, "Leave the young boy," meaning Umar, "with us, for he is most resembles us, the Ahl Bayt, the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." And so she left him behind. And when she arrived in the presence of Abdul Aziz, he began to look around for the son. And although when he could not see him, he asked, "Where is Umar?" And she then informed him of what had happened, Abdullah, and that he had asked to leave Umar behind in order that he, because he resembles the Ahl Bayt. And upon hearing this, Abdul Aziz was delighted, and he wrote to his brother Abdul Malik to tell him, when reply stated that he should send Umar 1,000 dinars on a monthly basis. Umar would later go to his father in Egypt as an upstanding Muslim who wholly reflect the upbringing of the people of Medina. He was obviously the family of the Umar bin Khattab, the family of the great sage of this Ummah, and he stayed in the company of the offspring of Umar bin Khattab, as well as the people of Medina, and that really shaped him to who he was in the end. And what we learn from that is the importance of a noble upbringing, how that impacts on a person, and the direction that a person's life will take at some stage or the other. And it is for us to ensure that we create the environment for a noble upbringing for our children.